This podcast is sponsored by the book, The Concept, A Critical and Honest Look at God and Religion, by Bo Bennett. Challenge your beliefs and explore faith through science and reason. Discover more at godtheconcept.com.
Buckle up, everybody, because today we are taking a deep dive into a book that's, it's sparked a lot of debate.
Yeah.
It's the Book of Jude.
A lot of controversy.
We're not coming at it from a religious perspective.
Right.
We're going to be looking at this text through a secular lens.
Secular lens.
So we're using history and ethics and maybe even some scientific understanding to unpack this short but really thought-provoking text.
Yeah. I mean, it's fascinating because, like you said, the Book of Jude sparks debate.
Oh, yeah.
Even among those who are familiar with the Bible.
For sure.
It's full of contradictions and raises questions.
It really does.
About authorship, morality, the sources that it draws from.
Yeah, so right off the bat.
Right away.
Mystery. Who wrote this thing?
Right.
Tradition says it was Jude, the brother of James and Jesus.
Yeah.
But is there evidence for that?
The historical evidence is pretty thin.
Yeah.
This is a common issue, though, in biblical scholarship.
Oh, for sure.
We often have to sift through layers of interpretation and tradition to try to get to the historical core.
Layers and layers.
Of a text.
Yeah.
But in this case, what we can say is that the author, whoever they may be, was writing to a specific group of early Christians who were facing challenges to their faith.
So urging them to stay strong, in their beliefs and warning them against what they saw as false teachings.
Exactly. And they use some powerful imagery to get this point across.
Strong imagery.
One that jumps out is the reference to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah, to refresh everyone's memory.
Yes.
Sodom and Gomorrah were cities in the Old Testament that, according to the Bible, were destroyed by God because of the wickedness of their inhabitants.
The wickedness of the people there.
Pretty intense story.
Intense.
And it's used as a cautionary tale.
A warning.
Warning against straying from what's considered the path of righteousness.
But it raises questions when you view it through a modern ethical lens. The idea that an entire city could be wiped out no matter how wicked.
Yeah.
Really challenges our modern understanding of justice.
It does.
And raises questions about collective punishment.
Makes you wonder how people throughout history have viewed justice and punishment.
For sure.
And how those views have evolved over time.
Absolutely. And this idea of divine judgment, the idea that God intervenes in human affairs to punish wrongdoing, is a recurring theme in the Book of Jude.
Yeah, and that leads us to another aspect of the text that I found really interesting.
Yeah.
Jude's use of sources outside of what we consider the traditional biblical canon.
Okay.
Quotes from books like the Book of Enoch and the Assumption of Moses.
Right. So the biblical canon refers to the collection of texts that are considered authoritative and inspired scripture.
Right.
And it's important to remember this process of canonization happened over time with different religious communities recognizing different books as sacred.
So that's interesting. The fact that it uses these non-canonical texts
raises questions.
It does raise questions.
Why rely on sources that weren't universally accepted as part of the official scriptures?
Yeah. What does that tell us about his understanding of authority?
His understanding of revelation.
Yeah.
That's a fascinating puzzle.
Yeah, it really is.
Some scholars believe it suggests that the boundaries of what was considered scripture were more fluid in early Christianity.
Interesting.
Others argue that Jude may have been using these texts strategically to emphasize certain points or appeal to a specific audience.
So maybe a little bit of both. It definitely adds another layer of complexity to our understanding of the text.
Yeah.
And it makes you realize even something as fixed as the Bible has a history.
A process of development.
Yeah.
And speaking of development, one concept that has evolved significantly is our understanding of the universe.
Oh, sure.
And our place within it.
Yeah.
This raises some interesting questions about another major theme in the Book of Jude, eternal judgment.
Right. Jude talks a lot about the idea that our actions in this life
determine our fate.
Determine our fate in the afterlife.
Yeah.
Whether we experience eternal reward or eternal punishment.
You know, this belief is shared by many religions.
Right.
But it is particularly interesting to consider in light of modern scientific understanding.
Yeah.
Our current knowledge suggests that time is finite.
Right.
And consciousness, as we know it, is tied to our physical brains.
So how do we reconcile that? With this concept of eternal immaterial existence after death.
A question that pushes us to think beyond.
To think beyond.
Our usual frameworks.
Yeah.
Different ways people have tried to make sense of the mysteries of life and death.
It really is a mystery.
It is.
And I feel like that speaks to the ongoing dialogue between faith and reason.
Faith and reason.
Between ancient beliefs and modern scientific inquiry.
For sure.
Now, before we wrap up, we need to talk about the us versus them dynamic that really permeates a lot of the Book of Jude.
It's there.
Incredibly strong language is used to condemn those he sees as ungodly.
Yeah. And even points to figures like Cain, Balaam, and Korah.
From the Old Testament.
People known for their rebellion against God as cautionary examples.
And that kind of rhetoric.
Understandable in the context of ancient religious rivalries can feel jarring to modern readers who value inclusivity and understanding, even in the face of differing beliefs.
And it's a good point.
It highlights how societal values and norms have shifted over time.
Right.
And it challenges us to think about how we engage with these texts that reflect a very different worldview.
Yeah, a very different worldview than our own.
Right. It's a reminder that even these ancient texts can raise questions,
questions that are
still relevant.
Still relevant today.
How do we reconcile traditional beliefs with modern understanding?
How do we approach texts that challenge our own values?
That's something to think about.
It is something to think about.
Yeah.
And it's important to approach these questions with curiosity. And openness. Yeah. Even though the Book of Jude is short, it opens up a world.
It puts up a world.
Of these really fascinating
historical, ethical, philosophical questions.
That are ripe for exploration.
Yeah, they are.
So much to think about.
Indeed.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for joining us.